Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 402 for Friday, May 22nd. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished mixed Friday. The most active July contract finished slightly higher due to a weak Canadian dollar as traders squared positions before the Memorial Day long weekend in the U.S. The weak Canadian dollar in relation to its U.S. counterpart made canola more attractive on the international market. However, the more deferred canola contracts finished slightly below unchanged in sympathy with losses in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from slightly below unchanged to slightly above, with the most active July contract up 60 cents at $463.20 per ton. Reports of frost over the weekend in various parts of Western Canada were bullish for values, as well fresh estimates that the canola carryout in Canada will be significantly lower this year helped to underpin the market. As canola grows more expensive, however, the chances for a downward slide increase. Large world supplies of soybeans also cast a bearish influence over the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all lower, weighed down by strength in the U.S. dollar. Soybeans were down 10 to 13 cents, with the July contract down 13 at $9.25 per bushel. Soybeans hit their lowest mark since October. Forecasts of a bumper crop in the U.S. and large world supplies put pressure on values. Soybean planting is estimated to be 65% complete in the U.S. Traders squared their positions ahead of the long weekend. Corn was 4 cents lower, with the most active July contract at $3.60 a bushel. Corn values sank in sympathy with the spillover sales in U.S. wheat. Most of the U.S. corn crop is in the ground, but of the areas that aren't finished planting, most will see rain this weekend. Some corn acres will likely be switched out in favor of soybeans. Wheat was 6 to 7 cents lower, with the July contract in Chicago down 7 at $5.14 a bushel. Traders are selling their contracts today, unwilling to be caught with a position before the Memorial Day long weekend begins. Foreign demand for U.S. wheat is weak, as supplies from the Black Sea region are especially cheap compared to the U.S. Heavy rain in the U.S. southern plains is threatening the quality of the crops in Texas and Oklahoma, and that is helping to underpin the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, May 22nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.